coming off of Rock on the River from over the weekend, and so many people were in attendance. But I was kind of wondering about the effect that this has on Timmins, especially tourism here.
I think it's, again, just very, very encouraged, very positive. The obviously, you know, 18 or 20 months under, you know, the various lockdowns we've been with COVID-19, the response to the announcement of the concert was overwhelming. And I know it was short notice and the timing wasn't the best, but, you know, on the back of $250,000 funding from the province and $175,000 from the MAT tax, you know, the organizer rightly decided to say, you know, let's get this done. It would have been nicer probably with better weather. But having said that, I mean, everybody had a really great time, and I think this is going to be a concert for the ages. Not so much because it was, you know, that there was, you know, 20,000 people there. And Lindsay, you're too young, but I'm old enough to remember Woodstock. And if you remember, that was a mud bath. That it rained and it was a mess. And I'll tell you, the people, my son and daughter-in-law were there, you know, and Lisa and Chris. Lisa was talking to me, Lisa Greer and Chris and other people. They said, what a hoot it was to be out there, and it was just part of the fun. It was just part of the fun. And to me, that just goes to show that, obviously, Timmins is an excellent site to have concerts. Now, we had our MAT tax just yesterday. Now, hopefully, if you know, we can, this will grow, and we'll perhaps three of those with, you know, different promoters involved within the city of Timmins. And again, it's a beautiful thing. It's this doesn't cost the taxpayer anything except the cost of admission, and that's the way it should be. It's I've got to hand it off to the organizers of the Rock and River Committee. They ran it, they wore it, they owned it, and man, it was a heck of a success. Great organization.
For sure. And it's funny that you bring up Woodstock. I'm not sure if you saw this, but someone took a video and it's like spread around the Timmins, Ontario Facebook page. Someone took off their shirt and like slid right through the mud. And it was captioned Woodstock Timmins 2021.
No, I'm not on Facebook, but I tell you, I couldn't. It brought memories for that. I mean, that was a real mud bath thing, but everybody had a heck of a good time. So
yeah,
that's great.
No complaints.
And, again, great group, a great organization. Just John and his crew there, volunteers. Can't say enough about them. Just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. To move on, this weekend, Thanksgiving kind of came up out of nowhere, it almost seems like.
Yeah.
What do you have to say for families here in Timmins going into Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, you know, I listened to what the medical health officer said, and all I know is, like, with our family, there's seven kids in my family, and myself and four brothers, two sisters, and all their kids and their grandchildren up to the point that are under 12 years old. Everybody's got their vaccines, and this is coast to coast. We've got relatives all over the country. So it's after 20 months. I think is, you know, we've all viewed it as something that's just a health and safety thing. So I was listening to what he said about if you're having dinner with people that have the vaccinations and people that don't have vaccines, and all I can say is I had a contractor, a real personal friend this summer, and actually he'd been very, very careful through the whole time, and then you know, the vaccines came out, and so in fact, he arrived at the garage. He was unloading some stuff, and so I was helping him. And I said, oh, have you got your vaccines? And he said, gee, no, he didn't have. So we stopped right there. It was just that. I said, well, you know my wife's history. And so we said, no, you can't come in the house. That was our decision. But all about health and safety. It was just really that simple. I think people want to have a great a Thanksgiving. I know I was hoping that the nice weather would last, and another couple of days, but apparently we're supposed to get some rain. And I just want everybody to have a chance to celebrate and give thanks for everything that we have, for everything we have in Timmins, in the province, and in Canada. And I hope everybody has their vaccines. I know that within the city of Timmins, I think our vaccination rate within the city of Timmins is 98% right now. So it's a phenomenal response to the policy. And I just hope everybody gets their vaccines and has a chance to relax and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky here in Timmins right now. I think there's two active COVID cases. I believe it was stated that if you are getting together and not everyone is vaccinated, that it is highly encouraged, masks, social distancing. Heard it all before, you know.
Yeah, I would think on a family basis, I think we're just very, very happy. The whole family and extended family will be able to get together and enjoy Thanksgiving.